Sheikh Baqir Sharif Al-Qarashi decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosro Shahi.
Shaheed Muhammad Baqir al-Sadr. He was born in Kadhimiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmud Shahrudin was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid.
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. I'm Ata, and you are listening to the program The Teacher, analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Shia dignitaries and ulama all across the world of Islam. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Mahdavi and Sheikh Ziyaniya. Sheikh Mahdavi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Ziyaniya, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
So today we want to talk about one of the most outstanding Shia dignitaries of the 13th century Hijra, according to the lunar calendar. He is mainly known as Sahib Jawahir, or the author of Jawahir al-Kalam. He is no one but Muhammad Hassan Sharif Isfahani or Muhammad Hassan Najafi. One of the most outstanding influential figures in the Hausa studies, whose work, as I said, Jawahir al-Kalam, his magnum opus, has effects on the, we can say, lives and the research fields of studies of so many outstanding scholars of ulama of the even contemporary Hausa studies in Najaf, Mashhad, or the city of Qom. Sheikh Ziyaniya, let's start with you, brother. Very short biography of Muhammad Hassan al-Najafi or Sahib Jawahir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Late Ayatollah Muhammad Hassan Najafi was born in 1202 according to lunar calendar, Hijri. And he is well known as Sahib Jawahir because he has composed a really important book named as Jawahir al-Kalam that we inshallah talk about in future. He was born in Najaf. And there are some discussions regarding the exact date of his birth, but it's famous that he was born in 1202. And he was passed away when he was 64.
Yes.
He was not having a long life. He didn't have a long life.
Yes.
He was buried in Najaf al-Ashraf.
Right.
It is very important to note that his origin is from Isfahan. He's originally from Isfahan, a famous city in Iran. And his ancestors, I mean, his third ancestor, moved from Isfahan to Najaf. And from that moment on, they were living in Najaf al-Ashraf. And we should notice that he is the student of Sheikh Hassan al-Muhyiddin, Sheikh Qasim al-Muhyiddin. And the most important teachers of him are Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Amuli, the compiler of the book Miftah al-Karama, a very important book.
Yes.
And also Sheikh Ja'far Najafi, famous and named as Sahib Kashful Ghita, or
right.
They call him Kashful Ghita.
That's all right.
These are very important teachers of him.
That's all right, because we want to dedicate most of the time of this program to Jawahir al-Kalam fi Sharh Sharai al-Islam. Let's start with you, Sheikh Mahdavi. You know, this book is so important that nobody says Ayatollah Muhammad Hassan Najafi. Everybody, you know, in the Hausa studies, they call him as Sahib Jawahir. And maybe sometimes it is so much repeated that when you ask the Hausa students what is the original name, they cannot name it, okay? This is up to an extent that the name of a work can say is put on the name of the person. This shows the significance and importance of this important book. What is Jawahir al-Kalam exactly? And what was the main intention of Ayatollah Muhammad Hassan Najafi to write such a book?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As you said, Sheikh Muhammad Hassan Najafi is always called Sahib al-Jawahir, the author of the Jawahir al-Kalam, or the owner of this book. And this is because of the importance and significance of this book, which was well received by Hausa students after the actually publishing of this book. To talk about this book, we have to say that, first of all, this book is a commentary on Shara'i al-Islam. As we see, the full title of the book also is Jawahirul Kalam fi Sharh Shara'i al-Islam.
That's right.
What is Shara'i al-Islam? Before we talk about Shara'i al-Islam, we have to say this is a kind of academic habit of the ulama to take the book of one of the outstanding ulama, and instead of offering one individual independent book, they would prefer to have their comment on the great ulama's views, which was in their book. So among our ulama, during the 7th century, we have Muhaqqiq Hilli, who is the uncle of Allama Hilli. Maybe our listeners are more familiar with the name Allama Hilli. We have to know that Muhaqqiq Hilli actually was the uncle of Allama Hilli and also his teacher. Muhaqqiq Hilli, who died 676, actually 7th century, according to lunar calendar, he authored a very noble book. Of course, it was short, Shara'i al-Islam, but why this book was well received by the ulama, I mean the great ulama, to have their comments on? Because it was, as they are saying, it was the first most organized book regarding the fiqh. Fiqh al-Shia.
So Shara'i here means
jurisprudential rulings. Yes, Shara'i al-Islam, yes. Okay. Because before that, we had the fiqh.
Yes.
We know, we in fiqh, we are talking about the worshipping acts. We are talking about the contracts or the uqud. We are talking about the general rulings regarding the sayd and so on so. But to have all these actually huge body of fiqh in an organized way, they refer it first to Muhaqqiq Hilli.
Yes.
He put it in a very nice and neat organization, which was of four categories. Ibadat, which is actually worshipping acts.
Yes.
Uqud, which is the contracts.
Yes.
Iqa'at, this is one of the subcategories of the uqud, like talaq, divorce. All of these are considered under the category of iqa'at. And the ahkam, general rulings. There are some general rulings,
Okay.
So this book was commented by many ulama. Shahid Thani is one of those who had a very huge commentary on this book. And the other ulama. Among which, Sheikh Muhammad Hassan al-Najafi, who is known as Sahib Jawahir, authored his book containing of 43 volumes. So it's a huge book as a commentary on Shara'i al-Islam.
Yes.
So when we get into the book, we see that the book has got a kind of a merged structure. I mean, you cannot, if it is published in one format without distinguishing the actually main book, which is Shara'i al-Ahkam, and the comments of Sheikh Najafi, you cannot distinguish which one is which. This is called the merged commentary.
But it's still the four categories that you mentioned in Shara'i al-Islam exist in Jawahir al-Kalam.
No changes there.
The structure is the same, but the content
I'm just explaining. Okay. We have two types of commentary.
Yes.
One is you have the main author's view, and below that you have your comments.
Yes, yes.
The other one is that you put your comments in between of the main author's view.
Very good.
So this is called Sharh Masji, which we call it the merged commentary.
Yes.
As I said, if it is not distinguished through the colors, you cannot identify which one is which. So it requires a lot of skill to put your views in between of the view of the main author in a way that the sentence will make sense to the author.
And Ayatollah Najafi selected the merged one, isn't it?
Yes,
okay.
So Sharh...
and he did not indicate whether it is his own decision or argumentation in between or not?
For all of the ulama, it is clear because they are familiar with the context of Shara'i al-Islam, and that is a very small
book. The
style
is different,
style, everything is different. And nowadays, in these actually modern published books, they have it in either bold
the
format,
bold form or the color format.
Yes, the color
format. That's right, okay.
But as I said, I was just trying to say to what extent it requires skills
that's right.
of the author
yes.
to talk in a way that you can put your word wording, yes, be in between of the wordings of the author. So we have to also talk about the actually content, the way he was commenting Sharia al-Islam, that later on we will discuss about this issue as well.
So still the main question, Sheikh Ziyaniya, is that Sharia al-Islam was one volume short treatise or book. And now, all of a sudden, it is changed into a 43 voluminous book, okay? So, is it only the Sharh or the exegesis and the commentary of Ayatollah Najafi which is added? Or no, the topics are also changed and varied, and also new topics regarding different four categories are added to the main book?
To answer your question, we should know that the importance of the book of Shara'i al-Islam is that this book, although it was one volume book, but it was containing all the fiqh, all of it.
Okay.
And as Brother Mahdavi mentioned, the manner that it was introducing fiqh was new. The subjects were not new. We had the subjects previously, but the Muhaqqiq Hilli introduced a new way of categorizing the chapters of fiqh. Okay. The same chapters are there in Jawahir al-Kalam.
Yes.
But the most important point that we should mention here is that Jawahir al-Kalam is not a book, but is an encyclopedia of fiqh. I mean by encyclopedia that when you go through the stuff of Jawahir al-Kalam, you see that all the words are not from marhum Najafi. But you can find the words of Sheikh al-Tusi.
Okay.
You can find the words of Sheikh al-Mufid, rahmatullah alayhi. You can find the words of Ibn Idris, rahmatullah alayhi. And many important scholars, Shahid al-Awwal, Shahid al-Thani, Muhaqqiq Karki, all these great scholars, their words are reflected in this book.
So one same topic is over there and different comments by different scholars are over there now.
Yes.
Okay, very
so
good.
We should say in this word that the main subject is aroused by the words of marhum Muhaqqiq Hilli, that is the book of Shara'i al-Islam. And then the great Ayatollah Najafi is trying to explain his words. And then after that, late Ayatollah Najafi gives the words of scholars and giving their argumentations.
That's right.
And at the end, he decides, most of the times, he decides which of these words are the best.
Mm-hmm.
And he explains the best idea.
In the book?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the way that is named and is famous as the name of Fiqh al-Jawahiri.
So I think in this way, Jawahir al-Kalam is a history of fiqh too, isn't it?
We may say this.
Okay.
But the aim of the author was not to collect the history of fiqh.
Okay.
But you may find some sorts of history of fiqh inside but you need to try to drive it out.
Mm-hmm.
But the main purpose of this book is to give different ideas regarding the same subject in fiqh.
Okay.
For example, when you are talking about Salatul Layl, mm-hmm. how to perform it, different ideas are there.
Yes.
When you are trying to find different ideas regarding the intention, niyyah, in, for example, fasting, in Salat, in Hajj, different ideas are there, different riwayat are mentioned, and then at the end, Marhum Najafi is trying to give the best idea.
That's right.
Another important point that I should mention here is that Marhum Najafi was not trying to write a book at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
One of the students of him quotes him that late Ayatollah Najafi said that I wanted to collect the ideas of Fuqaha for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was important to me to complete the process of Ijtihad for myself.
Yes.
Then when his students in the class, they found his notes, they found it very precious and asked him to publish it.
Okay.
So that's why we see that this book is there.
Yes.
But it's important to know that a mujtahid, to complete his research and to correct his method of ijtihad, tries to collect the aqwal and the ideas of the scholars as more as he can.
That's right. That's why he called it Jawahir al-Kalam, isn't it? I mean, the most precious jewels of the ideas and the comments of different outstanding fuqaha during the history. And this is really outstanding. And I think Sheikh Mahdavi, when taught, the style of the teaching is very much the same as the content of the book, isn't it? I mean, different ideas are over there. then the marja or the alim will say his own idea and they'll do discussion regarding different ideas, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right. But I have to mention this point that this book is not going to be picked as one of the textbook for the house nowadays. Mm-hmm. Maybe partially in some of the advanced level of fiqh. It will be some part of that selectively will be chosen by the ustad. And as you said, the style of the book is requiring that type of teaching. So you cannot take it and just read off from the text.
Okay.
We are actually believing that to reach the level of ijtihad, the person must be equipped with different knowledge so he can criticize the viewpoints of different ulama. Why? Because empowered by the knowledge, he himself, he is not only listener, listener.
That's right.
So we can feel this when we go over the actually pages of Jawahirul Kalam. If you are not familiar with this, with the text, if you're not familiar with his style, you know the topic. In the first page, Sheikh Najafi convince you to accept one view regarding this issue.
Okay.
So the next page, he is just talking the way that, okay, what I said right now, it was completely wrong. Let's try this one. And by the end of the second page, you will say, okay, this is the right view. What I went through was wrong. So you will be happy that, okay, I got the point. In the third page, you see, okay, against he goes against the other two things that he just said it. So it will enable the students to see, not to accept the views easily, try to criticize and from which angles they can criticize the view. Sometimes they go through the chains of the riwayah.
Yes.
Sometimes they go through the actually consensus of the ulama saying, okay, this is a verdicts according to the consensus or ijma of the ulama, but we can consider it from the other aspect, and then he start talking about that issue.
I think this way the analytical power
of
the students
that's
are
why
improved.
They say, okay, right now we are in need of fiqh jawahiri. So we put the
analytical fiqh, you mean?
Yes. So we consider the issue or mawzu. So we are trying to look at the mawzu from different aspects, considering the views of all of the ulama beforehand, not to regard, to dismiss whatever our ulama and predecessors have said about
it. So for a marja, I mean the living marja that we have nowadays, in order to write a resala or a treatise of Islamic laws, I think one of the main references must be Jawahirul Kalam. That's all right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Mahtavi and Sheikh Ziaynia, for your presence in the program, The Teacher. Sha'ban 1st, 12/16/6 is a day that he passed away, and he's buried in the holy city of Najaf al-Ashraf in the country Iraq. May Allah bless his soul. The late Ayatollah Muhammad Hassan al-Najafi, mainly known as Sahib Jawahir, or the author of Jawahir al-Karam fi Sharh Sharai al-Islam. It was very kind of you, Sheikhs. Thank you very much. And thank you very much, dear listeners. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Call of Islam page. Also, a YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode introducing another Shiite dignitary. God bless you all. Fi amanullah. علم